Welcome to the weekly news bulletin of Yosi, the hub for Young Chennai. This is Ritu bringing in the news updates. First, the headlines. People's President APJ Abdul Kalam passed away last week. Pakistani terrorist attacked Punjab police station. The 1993 Mumbai blast convicted Yaqub Memon hanged. Afghan Taliban confirms Mullah Omar's death, picks up deputy as the successor. The sudden showers in Chennai last week leads to spreading of the viral infections. Now, the news in detail. APJ Abdul Kalam, who played a critical role in India's nuclear test in 1998 and known as the Missile Man of India, passed away suddenly on 27 July during a lecture at IIM Shillong. He served the President of India between 2002 to 2007. Leaders cutting across party lines and people from many walks of life paid rich tributes to him. The funeral was held in his hometown, Rameshwaram, on the 30th of last month with full state honours. Nearly 1 lakh people paid their respects in Rameshwaram. As a mark of respect, the state of Tamil Nadu was shut down on this day. Terror returns to Punjab as the Pakistani terrorists infiltrated across the border in Gurudaspur district and attacked the police station. After a 12-hour-long battle, the three terrorists were killed. Yaqub Memon, convicted over his involvement in the 1993 Bombay bombings, was hanged in Nagpur on the 30th of July after the president rejected the mercy petition and the Supreme Court rejected his special petition. He was convicted for providing financial assistance and planning for the Mumbai blast that had killed around 300 people. Afghan Taliban confirmed the death of their leader, Mullah Omar, in 2013 and has elected his deputy, Mullah Mansur, as their new leader. This international terrorist organization is the most feared across the globe. Over the last week, when the weather has played between hot and rainy in Chennai, doctors have expressed concern over spreading of viral infections among children. Itchy skin with mild boils, accompanied by fever and body ache, is a kind of viral infection children are affected by the weather. Increasing the fluid intake and paracetamols are recommended by the child specialist. Starting from August, commuters can buy personalized travel cards at Chennai Metro railway stations. The travel card is available for ₹100. Of this, half the amount will be a refundable deposit and the rest will be deducted during each ride. The refundable amount will be paid back when the card is returned. Sports. Cricket. Patiala House Court acquitted IPL 2013 spot-fixing scandal accused S. Srishant Chandila and Ankit Chavan for lack of evidence. Basketball. The National Basketball Association, India, has selected 6 Indian coaches for the 13th edition of Basketball Without Borders program in South Africa. The coaches will get the opportunity to learn and enhance their basketball training skills with the best coaches, trainers from around the world. Uday Kumar from Lady Andal Venkata Subbarao High School, Chennai, is among them to train in Johannesburg for this unique development effort. Football. Michael Platini, UEFA president, wants to succeed as FIFA president to give the scandal-hit football governing body the dignity it deserves. Weather. It is predicted that heavy to very heavy rainfall may occur at a few isolated places across the state. For more updates, log on to our website www.yosi.in. This is Ritu signing off.